Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and thanks for being with me on this Wednesday. It's great to have you here. We have been in a marvelous series of teaching by Derek Prince on where to find security. It seems like kind of a simple topic, maybe almost Sunday schoolish, but I'll tell you, talk about transforming truths and talk about a relevant teaching for our times. If there's anything going on today, it is that people are losing confidence in everything from presidents to prime ministers to governments to the promises of the good life. All of that's being shaken, and it's good that it is, because it means that men will stop trying to have confidence in themselves and begin to turn to the source of all security, who is the Lord God. Now, if you've missed any of this, you can log on to our website at derekprince.org. You'll find all of this great teaching. But today, Derek's going to talk to us about eternal hope. You know, really, this life only makes sense in terms of eternity, and we ought to have what some scholars have called an eternal gaze about our life here on earth. Let's listen as Derek teaches us about where to find security.
In my talk yesterday, I explained that total and permanent security comes from a direct personal relationship with Christ. Today, I'm going to speak about the product of this relationship with Jesus, eternal hope. Hope is one of the most beautiful words in any language. Hope in the heart gives patience and strength to endure hardship, calamity, and all the other pressures that come against us in life. It does not give us a bypass around them, but it gives us the strength to go through them. On the other hand, hopelessness saps initiative, strength, and the very will to live. To be without hope in this life is tragic, but to be without hope in death is the ultimate tragedy. But that's not the fate of the soul committed to Jesus. Listen to these words in Proverbs 14, verse 32. When calamity comes, the wicked are brought down, but even in death, the righteous have a refuge. The King James Version of that reads like this: the wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. The New International Version says, the righteous has a refuge. The King James says, the righteous has hope in his death. So, for the soul committed to the Lord, even in the valley of the shadow of death, there is a refuge, there is hope. We can contrast with those beautiful words in Proverbs what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, about those who do not have that relationship with Christ. He's writing to Gentile believers who had never known the Lord until they heard the gospel. They had no background in the Scripture, no knowledge of the true God from the past. And this is what he says to them. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, cut off from him, not related to him. And he goes on, separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. What sad and terrible words. Without hope and without God in the world. The reason for that? Separate from Christ. Actually, the King James Version uses the word without three times. Without Christ, without hope, without God. Terrible picture where that relationship is lacking. For the soul that's building only on the sands of time, that has never made that commitment to the eternal rock, Jesus Christ, that soul is without Christ, without hope, and without God. I trust that as you listen, you will give heed to those words. And if you've never made that commitment, you'll resolve right now that you'll not continue another day without Christ, without hope, and without God. Now I wanted to show you the contrast at death between the two kinds of persons, those who are united to Christ by faith and those who are separate from Christ, who've never made that commitment, do not have that union in the spiritual realm with Christ. This is what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. He's writing to Christian believers who've just recently come to the Lord, and he's explaining certain things. And he's explaining particularly the Christian response to the death of a fellow believer. And he says, it's sorrowful, but it's a kind of sorrow that's totally different from the sorrow of this world. This is what he writes. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. Notice, the rest of men, those who are not united to Christ, have no hope in death. On the other hand, speaking about believers who have died, he uses a phrase which is common in the New Testament in such a context. He speaks about falling asleep. He doesn't use the word to die. Then he goes on to explain the basis for this hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. These are words of encouragement. We are not to grieve as others who have no hope. We miss the loss of the loved one. There is real pain in our hearts, but it's not a hopeless pain. We have the assurance that when Jesus returns, we will meet them again and we will be forever with the Lord. And so we are to encourage one another with these words. My mind goes back to two scenes, both of which I witnessed in Africa. The one was in Egypt. I was at the pyramids at Giza. And while I was looking at the pyramids, a Muslim funeral was taking place just about a quarter of a mile away at a Muslim cemetery. And there was a whole group of women, all clothed in black, making the most terrible wailing noise of grief, of absolutely hopeless grief. And it just pierced my heart. And I said to myself, God, thank you that you've delivered us from that hopelessness at death. And a cry went up out of my heart for the millions of people who do not know this hope at death. And then I remembered another scene earlier in East Africa, where I'd been the principal of a college for training African teachers, both men and women. And one of our women students had acquired typhoid and was in the hospital and was in a coma. And my first wife, Lydia, and I went to visit her. She lay there in a coma, unable to respond. And I prayed, Lord, just let her come out of that coma long enough for me to ask her the one vital question. And immediately I prayed that prayer, she opened her eyes and looked up at me. Her name was Agneta. I said, Agneta, do you know for sure that your soul is safe in the Lord's keeping? She looked me full in the eyes, said yes, and lapsed back into that coma. But I knew all I needed to know. I knew that she was related to Jesus with that bond that can never be broken in time or eternity. Listen to these beautiful words from Proverbs 4:18, one of my favorite scriptures. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. Once you've put your foot on that path of righteousness through a commitment to the Lord, then each step you take is getting brighter, and the full brightness of the noonday will be that personal reunion with the Lord when you step out of time into eternity, when you've made it through that long dark valley of the shadow and you're in the full brightness and radiance of the Lord's presence forever.
You know, when Derek Prince talks about hope, he's talking about something he had to dig for in his life. He lived a lot of hopeless years, a lot of years of darkness because of the philosophies he believed and the way he was living. But he ultimately found hope, and when he teaches us about eternal hope, he knows what he's talking about. He's digging a well of refreshing in our generation. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95, For a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95, a savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today. Derek has been teaching us about where to find security, and today he's been specifically focusing in on where to find hope, how to have eternal hope. You know, one of the things that ought to define believers is that they do not live as those who do not know Christ and who are without hope in the world. Hope ought to be a defining thing in our lives. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us.
True enduring hope is a very rare commodity in this world. It's so precious that today I want to dwell on it more fully. I have to tell you frankly, as a preacher, I have certain favorite themes, and hope is one of them. When I get onto the theme of hope, I just love it. So I'm going to dwell on this theme again today. I believe it'll bless you too. I'm going to share with you two beautiful pictures of hope found in the New Testament. Each of them is found in the 6th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. They follow one another just in swift succession. We'll turn now to the first picture of hope, which is hope as a refuge. This is found in Hebrews 6, verses 16 through 18. Men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. The writer of Hebrews there assures us that our confidence in God may be based on two absolutely sure and unchanging things. First, God's word, and second, God's oath. Actually, it wasn't really necessary for God to do more than give us his word, but he was so concerned that we should have total assurance that he gave us his word, and then he confirmed it with his oath. And the writer says, so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. Then notice the phrase that the writer uses there about hope that's based on those two unchangeable things, God's word and God's oath. He says, we have fled to take hold of the hope. That picture is taken from the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, if a man was being pursued by an avenger of blood who wanted to take his life, there was one place he could flee to and be secure, and that was the altar of God. If he fled to the altar of God and caught hold of the horns of the altar, then no one dared to drag him away from that place until he was assured of a fair trial. And so the writer of Hebrews takes that picture of fleeing for refuge to the altar of God and catching hold of the horns of the altar, and he says that place of refuge, that altar, is our hope in God's unchanging word and oath. And we catch hold of those horns and hold on to them, and there's nothing that can drag us away. We may be pursued by all sorts of fears, by our guilt, by our insecurities, by the fear of the future, by the fear of sickness. But if we can only make it to that altar of hope and catch hold of those horns, then nothing can drag us away. That's the place of true and permanent security. The phrase that we flee to the hope suggests urgency. It suggests that the pressures are mounting, the forces against us are gathering, and we have to be very swift, very urgent. We have to make it to that altar before those forces sweep us away and we lose the opportunity that God has given us. And that's how I view it. I view it as a matter of urgency, that we put our faith and our hope without reservation in the faithfulness of God and His commitment to us through Jesus Christ. And we do that before some calamity sweeps over us and we're no longer able to reach out and grasp the horns of that altar of hope. My counsel to you today is flee to that altar, catch hold of those horns, and be sure that you'll not be carried away by some calamity, some force, some power, before you're in a position to be assured of that eternal hope. That was the first picture of hope, hope as a refuge. In the next verses of the same sixth chapter of Hebrews, the writer gives us a second picture, immediately following the first. In Hebrews 6, verses 19 and 20, he says this, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain or the veil, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." So that's the second picture of hope. It's an anchor of the soul. It's firm and secure, and it passes out of time through that veil that separates time and eternity, and it's fastened in the very rock of ages, in the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's no longer subject to the pressures and the changes of this temporal world, but it has reached out beyond time, and it's been deeply and securely fastened in the rock that never moves, the Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, I love this description of hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It's a good moment for me to ask you, is your soul anchored? Do you feel like you are fixed in your soul, fixed on God, solid and secure in who you are? Well, take it to the Lord, ask Him to, and listen to these teachings. Derek's going to wrap this up in just a few moments as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95, for a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95. A savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us. I hope you've been with us all day today as Derek has been teaching us about where to find security and specifically about hope as an anchor to the soul. And in the portion of the teaching coming up now, he's going to be sharing something that God said to him about hope as the anchor to the soul. Let's listen.
Now, there was a time in my own experience when I desperately needed to understand the nature of hope. And this was one of the passages that God gave me. And I have an analytical type of mind. I used to be a logician before I became a preacher. And so as I read this passage, I reasoned it out this way, and I want to share it with you. I believe it will help you. I said to myself, so hope is the anchor. And that gives us a picture of a boat that has an anchor and is secured by its anchor. And then I said to myself, why does a boat need an anchor? My answer was, because a boat, by its very nature, floats in a totally unstable, insecure, impermanent element. in which there is no security, the element of water. You cannot grasp water, you cannot lay hold of water. If you grasp it with your hands, it just runs out. And there is no security in water. So to achieve security, that boat has to pass its anchor through the unstable element of water into another more stable element. The picture is the rock, or the earth, or the bed of the sea, whatever it may be. And then God began to show me, your life is like that boat. You're on a sea. You're in a world and a situation that's totally unstable. There's nothing impermanent. There's nothing permanent. There's nothing you can lay hold of. There's nothing you can grasp that will give you security. So if you want true and enduring security, you have to do the same as that boat. You have to pass that anchor of hope right through the realm of time and into the realm of eternity. Because only in the eternal, unchanging realm of God, His presence, His Word, the very person and nature and work of Jesus Christ, is there permanence, is there security. And I did that. I had a transaction with God that changed my outlook on things. I passed my anchor right out of time into eternity. I fastened it in the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I gained a new peace, a new security, which has been mine ever since.
You know, one of the things we ought to be doing as Christians is living an examined life. The Bible says, examine yourself, scan yourself, check yourself out, look at your motives, look at what's driving your life. And I want to suggest that many people are driven by their insecurities. They're driven by the fears that come from not being secure in God. If you are afraid of what people think, if you are given to fear of the opinions of men, if you are afraid of failure, if you are afraid that God is not there to keep you safe physically, if you're constantly afraid when you get in the car of car accidents, or constantly afraid of heights or water. I'm not talking about so much the specific phobias that people sometimes have, but the general controlling fears. I'm convinced a lot of people live out the implications of fears in their lives that they don't even recognize. A man works himself almost to death because he's afraid of failure, or he's afraid of lack, or he's afraid of being criticized by people. There are insecurities that drive us. And I want to ask you to take these teachings. I think every time we hear the Word of God, we should be carefully applying what we're hearing. We should be doing as those in the book of Acts did, to search the Scriptures and see if what the speaker says is true, and then apply those truths to our lives. I want to ask you to literally take a piece of paper and begin to write down any motive, any area of insecurity and fear. And one way you can do this is to sit down for a moment and think about, where do you feel deep unrest in your life? Where do you feel a great uncertainty and like an emotional earthquake when you are with certain people, when you are in certain circumstances, when you confront possible scenarios of your life? I want to suggest that these feelings are evidence of deep insecurities and places where perhaps you haven't allowed the Lord to become your security. I want to urge you to repent of them. I want to urge you to find scriptures that promise you better than what you're experiencing. And I want to urge you to welcome God, to ask God, to plead with God, as it were. Stand on His promises and ask Him to become involved in a healing and transforming fashion in that area. Well, listen, there's more of this great teaching to come, but that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment to order your copy of Derek's landmark work, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, available for a limited time for only $14.95. Simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment to call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Foundational Truths for Christian Living securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.